Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Naya Reyes. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Friday, February 21st. Here are the headlines to start your day. Yesterday, environmental groups from campus and Evanston got together to talk about climate advocacy and the city's proposed healthy building ordinance. If it passed, it would require any building over 20,000 square feet to be energy efficient, use renewable energy, and remove any on-site emissions by 2050. The ordinance will be voted on in City Council on Monday. Last night, the Evanston Preservation Commission voted unanimously to begin the process of nominating the Lorraine H. Morton Civic Center as a landmark. Within 90 days, the Preservation Committee must hold a public hearing to discuss the historical merits. While the decision goes through the process, protections are put on the building. In 75 days, the May deadline for real IDs will be here. In light of this, Chicago area DMVs have added 2,500 daily appointments to handle the rush. While real IDs are not needed for domestic travel, you could need them to visit certain federal facilities. You will still be able to fly commercially with a valid U.S. passport. On Wednesday, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker issued an attention-grabbing speech at his budget address. He sounded an alarm on President Trump, saying that he is watching with dread at what is currently happening in the country right now. He added that America is not a country of kings and he has no intention to bow the knee to one. Former Illinois Republican Party Chairman Pat Brady said Pritzker's speech was aimed at Democrats in Springfield and across the country. For the first time since a December 2024 arraignment on murder and terror charges, Luigi Mangione is set to appear in court today in Manhattan for a hearing. At the end of the year, he was charged with the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. He pleaded not guilty. Yesterday, Hamas handed over the remains of four Israeli hostages from the October 7th attack. They said they were the mother of the Bibas family, Shari, and her two young sons, along with 83-year-old Oded Lifshitz. After the bodies were returned to Israel, on Friday morning, officials said that forensic testing had been done on each body. It was found out that the fourth body did not belong to Shari Bibas, further claiming that it was the body of a Gazan woman. A Hamas spokesperson said that her remains seemed to have been mixed up with someone else's under rubble left from an Israeli airstrike. While Hamas claims that the four were killed by Israeli airstrikes, Israel claims that they were murdered at the hands of Hamas and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Naya Reyes. Be sure to check out more stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you Monday morning for another edition of The Daily Cat. Have a good one.